England, worthy Margaret, sit down with us. It ill befits thy state and birth that thou shouldst stand while Louis doth sit.
No, mighty King of France. Now Margaret must strike her sail and learn a while to serve where kings command. I was, I must confess, great Albion's queen in former golden days, but now mischance hath trod my title down, and with dishonor laid me on the ground, where I must take light seat unto my fortune, and to my humble state conform.
I say, fair queen, whence springs this deep despair?
From such a cause as fills mine eyes with tears, and stops my tongue while heart is drowned in care.
Whate'er it be thou still like thyself, and sit thee by our side. Yield not thy neck to fortune's yoke, but let thy dauntless mind still ride in triumph over all mischance. Be plain, Queen Margaret, and tell thy grief. It shall be eased if France can yield relief.
Those gracious words revive my drooping thoughts and give my tongue-tied sorrows leave to speak. Now, therefore be it known to noble Louis that Henry, sole possessor of my love, is of a kin become a banished man and forced to live in Scotland a forlorn, while proud, ambitious Edward, Duke of York, usurps the regal title and the seat of England's true anointed, lawful king. This is the cause that I, poor Margaret, with this my son, Prince Edward, Henry's heir, am come to crave thy just and lawful aid. And if thou fail us, all our hope is done. Scotland has will to help, but cannot help. Our people and our peers are both misled, our treasure seized, our soldiers put to flight, and as thou seest, ourselves in heavy flight.
Renowned queen, with patience calm the storm, while we bethink a means to break it off.
The more we stay, the stronger grows our foe.
The more I stay, the more I'll succor thee.
Oh, but impatience waiteth on true sorrow.
What she approacheth boldly to our presence?
Our Earl of Warwick, Edward's greatest friend.
Welcome, brave Warwick. What brings thee to France?
Now begins a second storm to rise, for this is he that moves both wind and tide.
From worthy Edward, King of Albion, my lord and sovereign, and thy vowed friend, I come, in kindness and unfeigned love. First to do greetings to thy royal person, and then to crave a league of amity, and lastly to confirm that amity with nuptial knot, if thou vouchsafe to grant that virtuous Lady Bona, thy fair sister, to England's king in lawful marriage.
If that go forward, Henry's hope is done.
And, gracious madam, in our king's behalf, I am commanded, with your leave and favor, humbly to kiss your hand, and with my tongue to tell the passion of my sovereign's heart, where fame, late entering at his heedful ears, hath placed thy beauty's image and thy virtue.
King Louis and Lady Bona, hear me speak before you answer Warwick. His demand springs not from Edward's well-meant honest love, but from deceit bred by necessity. For how can tyrants safely govern home unless abroad they purchase great alliance? To prove him tyrant, this reason may suffice. Henry liveth still. But were he dead, yet here Prince Edward stands, King Henry's son. Look therefore, Louis, that by this league and marriage thou draw not on thy danger and dishonor. For though usurpers sway the rule a while, heavens are just and time suppresseth wrong.
Injurious Margaret.
And why not queen?
Because thy father Henry did usurp, and thou no more art prince than she is queen.
Then Warwick disannuls great John of Gaunt, which did subdue the greatest part of Spain. And after John of Gaunt, Henry the Fourth, whose wisdom was a mirror to the wisest. And after that wise prince, Henry the Fifth, who by his prowess conquered all France. From these, our Henry lineally descends.
Oxford? How haps it in this smooth discourse? You told not how Henry the VI hath lost all that which Henry the V had gotten. Methinks these peers of France should smile at that. But for the rest, you tell a pedigree of 62 years. A silly time to make prescription for a kingdom's work.
Why, Warwick, canst thou speak against thy liege, who now obeyest 36 years, and not parade thy treason with a blush?
Anne Oxford, that did ever fence the right, now buckler falsehood with a pedigree. For shame, leave Henry and call Edward King.
Call him my king, by whose injurious doom my elder brother, the Lord Aubrey Vere, was done to death, and more than so, my father! Even in the downfall of his melodies, when nature brought him to the door of death. No, Warwick, no! While life upholds this arm, upholds the House of Lancaster.
And I, the House of York.
Queen Margaret, Prince Edward, and Oxford, vouchsafe at our request to stand aside when I use further conference with Warwick.
Heavens grant that Warwick's words bewitch him not.
Now, Warwick, tell me, even upon my conscience, is Edward your true king? For I were loath to link with him that were not lawful chosen.
Thereon I pawn my credit and mine honor.
But is he gracious in the people's eye?
The more that Henry was unfortunate.
Then further, all dissembling set aside, tell me for truth the measure of his love unto our sister Bona.
Such it seems as may beseem a monarch like himself. Myself have often heard him say, and swear, that this his love was an eternal plant, whereof the root was fixed in virtue's ground, the leaves and fruit maintained with beauty's sun, exempt from envy, but not from disdain, unless the Lady Bona quite his pain.
Now, sister, let us hear your firm resolve.
Your grant or your denial shall be mine. Yet I confess that often ere this day, when I have heard your king's desert recounted, mine ear hath tempered judgment to desire.
Then Warwick thus, our sister shall be Edward's. And now forthwith shall our schools be drawn, touching the jointure that your king must make, which with her dowry shall be counterpoised. Draw near, Queen Margaret, and be a witness that Bona shall be wife to the English king.
To Edward, but not to the English king.
Shut up, Warwick. It was thy device by this alliance to make void my suit. Before thy coming, Lewis was Henry's friend.
And still is friend to him and Margaret. But if your title to the crown be weak, as may appear by Edward's good success, then 'tis but reason that I be released from giving aid, which late I promised. Yet shall you have all kindness at my hand, which your estate requires and mine can yield.
Henry now lives in Scotland at his ease, where having nothing, nothing can he lose. And as for you yourself, our condamned queen, you have a father able to maintain you, and better twere you troubled him than France.
Peace, impudent and shameless Warwick, peace! Set her up and pull her down of kings. I will not hence, till with my talk and tears, both full of truth, I make King Lewis. Behold thy fly conveyance and thy lord's false love. For both of you are birds of self-same feather.
Warwick, this is some post to us, or thee.
My lord ambassador, this is for you, sent from your brother, Marquis Montague. These from our king, and to your majesty. And madam, these for you, from whom I know not.
Warwick. What are thy news? And yours, fair queen?
Mine such as fill my heart with unhoped joy.
Mine full of sorrow and heart's discontent.
But has your king married the Lady Grey? And now to soothe your forgery and his, send me a paper to persuade me patience. Is this the alliance that he seeks in France? Dare he presume to scorn us in this manner?
I told your majesty as much before. This proveth Edward's love and Warwick's honesty.
King Lewis, I here protest in sight of heaven and by the hope I have of heavenly bliss that I am clear from this misdeed of Edward's. No more, my king, for he dishonors me, but most himself if he could see his shame. Did I impale him with a regal crown? Did I put Henry from his native right? And am I guerdoned at the last with shame? Shame on himself. For my desert is honor. And to repair my honor lost for him, I here renounce him and return to Henry. My noble queen, let former grudges pass, and henceforth I am thy true servant. I will revenge his wrong to Lady Bona and replant Henry in his former state.
Warwick, these words have turned my hate to love. And I forgive and quite forget old faults. And joy that thou becomest King Henry's friend.
So much his friend. Aye, his unfeigned friend. That if King Louis vouchsafe to furnish us with some few bands of chosen soldiers, I'll undertake to land them on our coast and force the tyrant from his seat by war.
Dear brother, how shall Bona be revenged? But by thy help to this distressed queen. Renowned prince, how shall poor Henry live unless thou rescue him from foul despair?
My quarrel and this English queen's are one.
And mine, fair Lady Bona, joins with yours.
And mine with hers, and thine, and Margaret's. Therefore, at last, I firmly am resolved. You shall have aid.
Let me give humble thanks for all at once.
Then, England's messenger, return in post, and tell false Edward, thy supposed king, that Louis of France is sending over maskers to revel it with him and his new bride. Thou seest what passed, go fear thy king withal.
Tell him, in hope he'll prove a widower shortly, I'll wear the willow garland for his sake. Tell him my mourning weeds are laid aside, and I'm ready to put armor on.
Tell him from me that he hath done me wrong, and therefore I'll uncrown him ere it be long, as I would. Begone.
But Warwick, thou and Oxford with 5,000 men shall cross the seas and bid false Edward battle, and as occasion serves, this noble queen and prince shall follow with a fresh supply. Yet ere thou go, but answer me one doubt. What pledge have we of thy firm loyalty?
This shall assure my constant loyalty. That if our queen and this young prince agree, I'll join mine eldest daughter and my joy to him forthwith in holy wedlock's bands.
Yes, I agree, and thank you for your motion. Son Edward, she is fair and virtuous. Therefore delay not, give thy hand to Warwick, and with thy hand thy faith irrevocable that only Warwick's daughter shall be thine.
Yes, I accept her, for she well deserves it. And here the pledge of my vow I give my hand.
Why stay we now? These soldiers shall be levied. I long till Edward fall by war's mischance, or mocking marriage with a dame of France.
Came from Edward as ambassador, but I return his sworn and mortal foe. Matter of marriage was the charge he gave me, but dreadful war shall answer his demand. Had he none else to make a stale but me? Then none but I shall turn his jest to sorrow. I was the chief that raised him to the crown, and I'll be chief to bring him down again. Not that I pity Henry's misery. I'll seek revenge on Edward's mocker.